Hello, my audio boom friends, and to the audio boom world out there, audio boo, our boom is looking good these days. I'm just sitting here listening to a bunch of them, good poets and storytellers, and then there's me. Anyway, I'm out in Frida's garden, which I'm Frida, of course, and I'm out in my garden. I finally planted a tomato, a black cherry. I love black cherry tomatoes. For a long time, I would not eat a black tomato. It just, I don't know, it just seemed wrong. But boy, once I tasted a black cherry tomato, it was delicious. Of course, always one of my favorites is Sun Gold, and now they have Sun Sugar. Some people say Sun Sugar is sweeter than Sun Gold. However, I think it's a matter of, I don't know what day it is or which tomato you eat. Yeah, so I've cleaned out my three beds that for so long I just have ignored. And, well, it's actually one sort of like my knee-high raised bed. And then I've got my little teepee bed, which I did have beans on it. Oh, wait, I'm looking at it, and it looks like some beans are just kind of automatically growing on their own there. I might just leave them there. But, you know, I don't think tomatoes and beans are supposed to be planted together. Well, the tomato is, I've got a teepee made out of like 2-inch, what are they, dowels or something that you buy at the store, like a big dowel. And I guess they're about 10 feet tall, maybe. Well, I'm 5'2", so maybe it's 8 feet or 10 feet, I don't know. Anyway, I have four of those, and I have string tied around it, so I have the black cherry just right inside one of the corners. And the other corner now, it looks like it's going to have probably lima beans, because I just love Big Mama lima beans. I seem to plant them everywhere, and then they come up again, of course. What else? I've been selling some plants out front. I have succulents and an agave plants that I've been selling out front. Seem to go over big in my corner area there. Also, it is hot in Southern California today. Whoa, it's been like this for the last 3 days, about 95, between 90 and 95. Ah, it's hot. So I couldn't really come out here in the heat, but right now it's getting a little cooler. It's 3 o'clock. And I don't know if it's getting cooler or not, but it will start getting cooler. I have to give the dogs a bath, too. Yes. I need to give my doggies a bath. Hear them over there? Seismic and Mikey, they're digging a hole that is about halfway to China at this point. Yeah. What are you guys... How much deeper can you go over there? Jeez, Mikey could just... Oh, I see what they're doing. They dug so deep. And they got it all nice and cool, and they're still digging. Oh, my God. I think they're down, going, trying to go down and live with the gophers. What are you doing, Seismic? And then I think they take turns laying in it because it's nice, fresh dirt. Wow, look at that nice soil. I just need them to be my tilling dogs. They could just be tilling things up. I shouldn't keep you out of the garden. Well, that's it. They're hot now, and they're going back in. So much for that. Oh, what else is going on? Well, I put an ad in Craigslist today to rent a room out. I have a room that I've painted and fixed up, but it's really not ready yet, so I don't know why I put the ad in there. I still have some things to do, like paint the bathroom, but I have new tile on the shower, and I've painted up the room. And, geez, I got a big dog door here that I put in the door myself. It's going to be a nice room for some, but I'm going to miss it because right now I did use it for my computer room and I took everything out, and then I have this nice table that somebody gave me that it actually just opens up, and it's like for doing doing like sewing on and stuff like that. But I love it because I can do my eBay stuff on here. I can do my art. Right now I'm making a sign room for rent. I don't know if I really want to do that, but I'm doing it anyway. room for rent and the sign. But I have a lot of responses. And the problem I have is that, and I didn't put in there no dog. No dogs, or of course no cats. I'm extremely allergic to cats. But Seismic is not all that dog friendly, and certainly not all that little dog friendly. Little dogs kind of make him crazy, but he's just not out enough with dogs and people. I should get out more, I guess, and take him. I mean, taking him on walks is one thing, but, you know, if he sees another dog and he's on the leash, he does that aggressive mood. I guess I could keep on a muzzle on him full time. Yeah, that's an idea. What are you doing, bullying Mikey right now? My little dachshund, hey, Seismic? And Seismic is my German Shepherd. With the French name. He's a French German Shepherd. Because he's got a fresh mustache. Ow, stop. Hear him? That was Mikey, my little dog growling. So, anyway, I just thought I'd check in and say hello to you. And I always love doing an audio boo. And I figure it's Sunday and I should just get out and do one. Because it's potentially nice outside as soon as the sun goes down. Because it always gets cool at night here. That's one good thing. And there's hardly any bugs. You know, there's once in a while there's mosquitoes and, of course, a few flies. But one thing about Southern California, as opposed to Iowa, where I come from, and where I went through Oklahoma, oh, my God, there's so many bugs there. I've never seen those kind of bugs. Compared to those, Southern California is really good, at least right where I live. There's not that many bugs. Anyway, I'll let you go. See you later. Nice talking to you. Bye.